Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 6:16. Today is going to be a big day. You look like you're dressed for it already. You going to a party or what? What's the matter? What's going on?
Well, I just felt like wearing a dress. You know,
sometimes you just feel like...
You wake up in the morning and you're like, do I wear workout clothing today? No, I don't.
Sometimes
I put on a sundress.
Feel like...
Right, exactly.
Put it on a sundress.
Do you, Tom? Do you sometimes just feel like putting on a sundress?
Well, what I feel in the privacy of my home is nobody's business.
We have a long day today, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah, long day yesterday, long day today. We got a long week. We got a lot going on. And amidst all this, like, we have the Chicago concert, which is exciting. The whole Lewisburg thing starts today, and I'm excited about that.
It is. It's going to be a good one.
That's just a week of fun. So for all you freedom riders, the bike ride starts today. That's pretty cool. But for us, we'll be at Spyglass tonight with Chicago.
Yes, we will. So after we're done this morning, we'll be setting up for our live broadcast 4 to 6 this evening. There are a little birdie told me, and her name is Michelle.
Okay.
That there are a handful of tickets available at the door.
Really?
Yeah, a handful.
Like if you waited this long to decide to go, you better
get there early. They also, yeah. Spyglass posted on their social media, so make sure that you like and follow Spyglass on their Facebook page. They posted on up there that, you know, there are a select few amount of tickets available at the gate. If you want them, gates open at 5. I would probably get there around 4 o'clock when we're getting there.
Get there at noon.
Right?
I don't know. It's...
So contact them.
This is a big event.
It is a big event. It's going to be so much fun. And kudos to our friend Tom Webb at Spyglass. He kind of heard the people because it was so rainy last year. He trucked in about 100,000 ton of stone. Did you see that on Facebook? To make sure that it wasn't... He doesn't mess around.
He doesn't want a muddy mess anymore.
No, so he put all stone there in the swampy areas where it would kind of get a little mucky because, I mean, it's natural. It's
water
at the bottom of
downhill.
A hill. Yes, water runs downhill.
Does.
No one's fault. It's just the nature of how soggy Pennsylvania has been over the past several years.
Yes.
And he was like, no. This is not...
Stone.
We're gonna fix this. And they did.
And years ago, he made the stage bigger so he could get bands like Chicago. So,
and it's huge.
Yeah, huge stage for a huge
stage.
Band.
Yes.
This is going to be just a blast today. And thank goodness weather is cooperating. You know, got up at 4 this morning and saw it raining. And I was like, come on.
No, but I double checked too. First thing I did, I was like, oh, right? No, it's gone. It's going to be passing through by about 8 o'clock this morning. And then sunny skies.
So
the rest of the day.
Whether you're going to Spyglass or into Lewisburg, things are looking good in Central PA, and 94KX will be there with you. No, it's not. The rain's gone. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Yeah,
Tom
finally.
And Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
A dog named Scamp the Tramp was crowned the world's ugliest dog over the weekend. They knew it was a no-brainer when the other dog started sniffing its face.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, walking you home with Pink. I still want to hang with her. I don't care what Mercy says. News is coming up next. There's sports and AccuWeather. Michelle Mertz told me last night she thought Pink was annoying.
Said, what? No, she's the coolest.
I said, I want to hang out like
that. One, she's from Allentown. Two, I think that she probably would be amazing to hang out with.
Yeah, I think Allentown overall is annoying, but Pink is not.
She's awesome.
I want to go to like a fire company with her, just sit around and drink beer.
That's probably like her preferred hangout.
Wouldn't that be cool? Like all the guys doing a punch board. Hey, Morgan, who's your friend? Pink. No, really, what's her name? Pink.
And of course,
that'd be neat.
Coolest thing ever. She sang the national anthem when the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Why did
yes,
I know?
Yes, she did.
Because
why did I know that would be the reason why you like Pink?
Because she grew up an Eagles fan. It was one of the storylines of that Super Bowl.
Right there in Allentown, yeah, I can see. Because Allentown, that whole area, Allentown, Bethlehem, they kind of declare themselves a suburb of Philadelphia.
Well, they kind of are. Oh, no, wait, not Allentown.
It's kind of like
about an hour
Grove
north.
Is a suburb of
Harrisburg. I might have lied. It's not Allentown. I think it's Doylestown.
Yeah,
same, but different. But like that whole area. Doylestown's a little farther.
Yeah, Doylestown's
so that's more closer to Philly.
Doylestown's in Bucks County, so that's...
But Allentown's like on the border of Bucks County.
Philadelphia.
Quakertown.
Yeah.
Doylestown.
People make Philly bigger than it is. I grew up in Philly. Really? What part?
Westchester.
Flower Town.
Westchester.
It's about 40 miles away, you moron.
Yes, that is a little far from Philadelphia.
Actually, one of my very best friends from Bucknell, Allison, who literally grew up in South Philly.
Yeah,
right?
That's legit, in the city limits
of South Philly. She loved when kids at Bucknell would be like, oh, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Philly. Oh, cool. What street?
What section?
Yeah. What street? And they'd be like, oh, well, no. Well, like Westchester area. Okay, that's Westchester.
Yeah, that's not Philly.
It's not Philly.
Pittsburgh people do that, too.
Why do we do that? Rob Center,
the sports center, he's from Philly.
He's from the
city. Downtown.
Philly.
Like the city.
That's
like
where
Philly.
He grew up.
Exactly
he grew
right.
up in the city limits of Philly. But it's so funny. People are so, like, they're so, oh, yeah, Philly.
Yeah, same thing happens around here.
Reading.
Same thing happens around here. So I'm from Harrisburg. Yeah? Where do you live? Lykens.
No, you live in Lykens.
Yeah, that's not even close.
Dude, you're not.
You know what? I never say I'm from anywhere else. Where did you grow up? Elysburg. Where's your family from? Mount Carmel.
Bam.
Bam.
There it is.
And then when people are like, we have no idea where that is. Exactly.
Tom, where are you from? South Wilkesbury. Where did you grow up? South Wilkesbury.
You don't have to be angry about it.
No, you got to talk like you're
angry. Okay.
If you grew up in South Wilkesbury, you're angry.
Fair enough.
You're still angry if you're still there.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm okay now. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Take a picture. It'll last longer. It's Def Leppard at 6:49. I totally forgot the NBA awards last night. Why didn't you guys remind me?
I'm sorry.
Gosh darn it.
You know how I love award shows.
Actually, I'm surprised that Matt didn't bring it up.
I'm not really into the NBA awards that much.
Yeah.
The NBA is probably like fourth on my totem pole. Well, third or fourth on my totem pole.
Okay, NFL being number one.
Yeah, NFL is always number one.
Followed shortly by,
baseball.
Let me guess. I was going to say.
Oh,
no, 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 by, no, no, baseball.
No, but I meant award shows.
The ESPYs would be second, yes.
The ESPYs would be behind baseball and football?
No, the ESPYs would be behind the NFL.
Okay.
Yes, sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Let's get this straightened out. Yeah.
The NBA awards were last night, and I should have watched them because this morning I'm watching highlights, and my boy Shaq was like a comedian MC.
This is why I don't watch the NBA.
No, no, no.
I realized yesterday that Shaq and I have a lot in common.
I slimmed down. Lost a lot of weight. Almost 145 pounds. You want to know how I did it, Charles Barkley? I got divorced. Sharif, don't tell your mama I said that. But I give my ex-wife credit. She's a great housekeeper. She got to keep the house in Orlando, the house in Miami, and the house in L.A.
Been there, Shaq. Thanks, buddy. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, news, sports, and AccuWeather on the way. It happened over the weekend in North Carolina for people who play the lottery.
Now it's time for game number two, the Carolina pick four. Check your tickets. Here we go. Good luck. First winning number zero. Second pick four, another zero. Third pick four, another zero. And our final pick four is another zero.
Bam!
During the past 12 years, the
four zeros. Which you would say, like, well, big deal. No, that's usually the biggest payout. The biggest payout in lottery history was back in 2012. It paid off $7.5 million when the four winning numbers were 1111.
Wow.
Wow.
There are already 2014 winners in Saturday night's North Carolina 0000 pick four.
Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing.
Isn't that wild? Now, would you play that? Would you play straight numbers like that? Like 0-0?
I don't think so.
Like, what kind of person does that?
Yeah, I never would either, just because of the probability.
People play like their birthday or something.
I was going to say, the husband, not on the lottery, but when playing roulette, always splits the zeros.
Oh, okay.
Like, he likes to play the zeros.
Okay.
So they never come up.
So maybe he would play zero.
He would probably
zero.
Yeah, he would be a candidate to do so. He likes zeros.
All right. I always play my daughter's ages, like on the bigger games, like, you know, the big lotteries.
I like to play, let's see if Matt here picks up on this. I like to play 24601.
Look at him.
24601.
Smell the wood burning.
You could smell it. You could not smell it. You can sing it. 24601.
No? I got nothing.
Oh, I'm
Jenny. I got your number. 24601.
No, that's, no, that's no. I'm disappointed, fellow Broadway musical aficionado.
Ah.
I figured I was going to
disappoint
you.
There's another hint.
Here.
I'm not telling you. You got to figure
Broadway
it out.
Aficionado.
24601. I bet somebody could call in on the Ford Fun Line. If you love Broadway, and this is from a classic.
Okay.
24601. What number is that?
I'm disappointed in myself right now.
You should be.
News is next. Thank you, Joe. 69 in our backyard. Before we do any more numbers, we were talking about the Carolina Lottery hitting 0000. And then Laura started singing some Broadway tune.
24601.
This has gotten out of control. We have Kathy from Selma's Grove has been kicking it around. What do you got now?
Oh, my gosh. It's my favorite musical of all time.
What is it? What is it?
Selma's Grove. Les Miserables.
Oh, jeez.
Yay.
That's right.
Ah, 2 4 6 0.
Yes, yes. Jean Valjean, yes, sings that. Oh.
That's Jean Valjean's prison number.
How did I miss that?
Oh.
I used to listen to that. It's two whole CDs, that musical, the live version.
It is.
And I was listening to it on my my road trips, like to Pittsburgh and back, and sing the whole.
Thanks. Oh, you are
thing,
a woman,
huh?
After my own heart.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Bye.
3-hour trip to Pittsburgh, and she's listening to that on CD for 3 hours.
Matthew, how are you going to redeem yourself?
It's going to take a lot. I'm very embarrassed about this.
As one should be.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:16. A try it Tuesday. We'll be trying some kind of rum from Bermuda that Laura brought back.
It is a very, very special. It's actually the national drink of Bermuda.
Is it really?
Yes, it's the rum swizzle.
Swizzle?
Yes, and the Swizzle Inn, which has two locations now on the Fair Isle of Bermuda. But we went to the original.
The swizzle.
And our bartender, Kim, was very, very nice.
Okay.
And she not only gave us some there, served us some.
Of course.
But then, like, we got to bring a bottle back.
Okay.
And she taught us the recipe.
So we will teach Central PA the recipe? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to share it.
Isn't it like a national treasure or something? I mean,
you could, but this is like, there's a secret though, and you have to garnish it with certain things.
Oh, okay. So we'll be doing that in the 8 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
But who says we can't clink glasses now? I mean,
well, we need like a pre-beverage to our beverage that is on the Try It Tuesday.
And that's a spyglass beverage right there.
It's either a spyglass wine or...
Or...
Three Beards Brewing Company beer.
Yeah.
Right? Because they can now sell beer commercially. Isn't that exciting?
And we'll be there for Chicago tonight, but we've got tickets to Molly Hatchet and the Marshall Tucker Band.
And that's this Friday.
Yeah!
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
You're going to want to be caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line right now to snag a pair of VIP tickets. That means wine, beer, food from Honor Roll, and hanging out with Tom and I under the 94KX VIP tent this Friday. Again, caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, who's this?
Chad.
Hey, Chad, where are you calling from?
Beaver Springs.
Beaver Springs, Molly Hatchet, and the Marshall Tucker Band Friday at Spyglass, and you're there.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Chad. You're in the VIP tent with Tom and I and all of our friends from 94KX. VIP means beer and wine, so Three Beards beer, spyglass wine, and awesome food from Honor Roll, plus front and center to see the band this Friday. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
Awesome.
That a boy. I like your attitude.
Tell everyone what station just hooked you up for a summer concert series at Spyglass.
94K.
Is that J-Rod's wife there? Or A-Rod's wife or Mrs. Rodriguez?
Fiance.
Or Mrs. Jennifer?
Fiance.
Fiance.
So is she J-Rod Jennifer Lopez Rodriguez?
J-Lo yes. Rod.
J-Lo Rod.
J-Lo Rod.
Lo Rod.
That. All right.
J-Lo Rod.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's time for Tom and Laura's buds here. But first, music-wise, celebrating a birthday on this 25th of June, David Paik. 65 years old today. He's the lead singer and keyboardist for Toto. Hold the Line, Africa. Boom, 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 boom. Rosanna, and a whole lot more. 65 years old today. 74 years old today, Carly Simon. You are so vain. You probably think the birthday buddies are about you, don't you? Don't you? Don't you? See what I did?
Yes.
I do.
Okay.
That I actually know.
So happy birthday to David and Carly. Now let's take a look at our local celebrities. We call them Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Don't we? David Gurton is 61 years old today. Happy birthday, David.
Sandra Dersham is 74 today.
Laura Drumheller is 33. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Elizabeth Schlage from West Milton. She's 52 today.
Sarah Summer from Danville is 45.
Matthew Shearer from Seals Grove, 37. Happy birthday.
Jody Schwartz from West Milton is 53.
Steve Elliott from Beavertown is 49.
Piero Mace from Camp Grove is 47. Happy birthday.
Karina Snyder from Seals Grove is 46 years old today.
And I think that's it.
Nobody on the text club. And oh, let me check our eQuest file. I don't see anything. But I do know that everybody has a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you'd like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can always text us at 49330. You can also submit via eQuest at WQKX.com or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. All forms of communication are accepted on the Tom and Laura Morning Show.
You better believe it. We'll check all 97 sources if we have to.
Yes, we will.
All right.
With a smile.
Oh, with a smile, because each and every morning at this time,
it's Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies
on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura Live. That's the segment where we bring the community into the studio to talk about different events going on. And we've got Dan Saxton with us from the Rescue Hose Company in Sunbury. And all I need to say is two words, Ford Mustang.
I drove one over the weekend.
Yeah, but did you buy it?
No.
Is it in your garage?
No, the husband wouldn't let me, so I really need to win one.
So now you need to win one, and Dan, you're giving one away.
Yeah, we can help you with that, Laura.
Thank you so much. I really do. I would really like to have in cherry red. What color are we giving away?
Well, the color is called Velocity Blue.
Ooh.
It's a new color this year put out by Ford. For those of you who don't know what Velocity Blue is, it's kind of like a royal blue metallic. Really pretty color.
Oh, you know what? I wouldn't hate that. I mean, the one I drove was like a cherry ruby red-ish color.
Blue would be good for you. Don't you have blue eyes?
I don't have blue eyes.
No, I didn't think you did. Anyway, that's an inside joke, friends. Anywho, this is the
I'm not going to go there.
This is the blue-eyed morning show.
We don't have blue eyes.
It's in Velocity Blue, and it's this new 10-speed transmission by Ford.
That's correct. It's called the. It's a 10-speed select shift. Automatic transmission, which helps couple that EcoBoost engine to the powertrain, and it gives this car a higher horsepower rating going through those gears than the old V6.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Zippy.
Zippy? Is that an official word?
Okay. So it's zippy.
And how do we win this thing? We need tickets.
We need tickets sold. The best way to do it is to go online to rhcmustangraffle.com. All the information is there. You can purchase online using a major credit card.
Okay.
Or you could call me on the phone, Dan Saxton, at 570-274-5010. Or stop by Sunbury Motors, who have the car there on display. You can see it. You can sit in it. You can walk around it. You can envision yourself sitting in the driver's seat, Laura.
Yes.
And they have entry forms there as well.
I could see Laura stopping there on the way to Spyglass to see Chicago tonight.
It's going
to
happen.
I could see you stopping by Sunbury Motors and checking out that vehicle. That'll be on display.
It's going to happen. And all joking aside, friends, that all is for a wonderful cause. It supports the Rescue Hose Fire Company's training efforts, your equipment, all that stuff. Right, Dan?
That is correct. The all the proceeds will go toward our emergency response activities of the Rescue Hose Company in Sunbury. We have a structural firefighting crew. We also have one of the area's only underwater scuba teams.
Wow.
We do water rescue. Our rescue boat is equipped with sonar, underwater cameras, and that sort of thing. And then also we have a hovercraft in our water rescue repertoire, if you want to call it that, for shallow water rescue.
So there's a pretty good chance you're going to win a beautiful Ford Mustang, brand new in the pony package, fastback, 10-speed, zoom, zoom, zoom. What did you say?
Zippy.
Zippy. Yeah.
Zippy.
And you're helping a great cause, the Rescue Hose Company. Dan, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being here.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather as well. American Pickers. I just love that TV show because I'm a car goof. So sometimes they look for old cars or old motorcycles. Sometimes they look for, you know, other things too. But last night on American Pickers, Frank and Mike came across a radio station car that they wanted to buy. So here, it's got American Pickers in it, and it's got radio in it. So it really sparked my interest. So I don't know if you're familiar with AMPA cars, but there were cars that were built a long time ago, like in the 60s, and they were able to drive on the road or on top of the water.
Yes, so, like the duck boats.
Yeah, but
similar,
more like
but
cars.
Yeah, AMPA cars, smaller. Mm-hmm.
So Frank and Mike went nuts over this radio station, KLYR, that actually had, at one time, a fleet of these cars. Imagine if we had one that we could paint 94KX.
Oh my God, and put it on the Susquehanna.
Float up and down the Susquehanna.
That would be amazing. We got to do it somehow.
That would be amazing. But Frank and Mike, who are pretty good at buying everything, failed on last night's show to an old radio guy.
It's an AMPA car.
Yeah, AMPA car.
Yeah. The AMPA car has two transmissions, one for land and one for water. There's a little box that you can switch it over for when you get into the water. When you engage it, there's two propellers in the back. They start spinning.
There was a radio station that had three of them. Yeah, they had three of them back in the 60s. It's only got 800 or 900 original miles on it.
Can I make you an offer on it?
Original paint, local radio station, very cool. It's got the look. $25,000.
I just got too many memories. Real hard for me to sell it. It'll be my wife's burden to deal with.
$25,000 they offered that guy at the radio station, and he refused.
I can't believe
the car.
That.
Yeah, that I can't believe.
Do you know our sister station, WKLK, mm-hmm. News Radio, had a boat back in the 60s?
I didn't know that.
They did marine news.
I did know that.
Picture news guy Matt cruising up and down Lake Augusta with live reports.
Hey, I would do that all day and night.
So
that'd be awesome.
Here's the thing. If somebody walked up to me and was like, hey, the KXUV, $25,000 right now, take it or leave it.
See ya. We'd sell it.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
I would get in a lot of trouble, but I'd be like, sweet.
Do it now, apologize later.
Exactly.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura, in the morning on the way to work. I know you're driving to work and you're always in, well, not always envious, but once in a while when we do a Try It Tuesday. Well, Laura went on that 94KX cruise and brought back booze.
Plenty of it, too.
That bottle looks like something that was made in somebody's basement.
It was. It was actually made in the basement of the Swizzle Inn, which is located in Hamilton, Bermuda.
Okay, it's a clear glass bottle. And I don't... Matt, you want to take a guess at what color that stuff is?
Peach-ish, maybe?
Orange,
yeah.
Brown, peach,
so,
orange.
So, interestingly enough, there's a little bit of history behind the rum Swizzle.
Do tell.
So, of course, Bermuda was kind of the last stop before you hit the mainland of the New World, right?
Way back when.
And they became known as a trade stop for rum.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Rum is made out of sugar cane. It is delicious. It can be dark, golden, or clear.
I like how you throw it. It is delicious.
It is delicious.
So I envisioned, because I had been to the Bahamas, I envisioned like a black rum. But that is the golden rum?
No, this is black rum. So
and
it actually has,
yeah,
it has two kinds of rum in it, both black and gold.
Okay.
And
so
then also
the
a combination of fruit juices and bitters.
Listen up, Steeler fans. We have the black and gold rum.
But
this
a
is the
swizzle,
time I'll drink it.
But a swizzle, actually, the name comes from the tree branch that they would use to stir it up.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow. Swizzle.
So they would grab a swizzle off of a tree, and it has tiny, multi-pronged branches.
A little whisk,
yes,
if you will.
A little natural whisk.
Okay.
So when you were, before there were cocktail shakers and strainers and all of that, if you wanted to froth your beverage, you would use a swizzle and spin it between your hands to make the drink nice and frothy, and then pour it into your glass or your coconut shell.
Well, swath my swizzle. All right.
Let me guess. That's the favorite part of your drink right here because they use a tree.
Yes, I loved it. Well, anyway, the original swizzle, and we when we rented our mopeds on the island, we got to go there.
The swizzle inn.
The swizzle inn, and it's where the drink was originated, and it actually is beautifully located off of the side of the road, but in this tree grove of swizzle trees.
There you go.
So that's where they got the sticks.
There's always enough swizzles. So here's the deal, friends. You're probably not going to Bermuda. So Laura brings Bermuda to you on a Try It Tuesday. You're actually, we're going Facebook Live with this, so stand by. But you're actually going to give our listeners the recipe so they can make their own swizzle.
That is correct. So after we go Facebook Live, I'll post up in the comments the recipe that Kim, the bartender at the Swizzle Inn, gave me. And she said, she's like, listen, I'm not supposed to. She goes, you could Google on the internet, rum swizzle, whatever. I'm not supposed to give you the actual recipe, but I'm gonna.
Nice.
I was like, really?
VIP
so there is
treatment.
Yes, so there is like a certain amount of each kind of rum and the bitters that makes it taste the way it's going to taste, and you guys get to try it this morning.
Love it.
This is great.
Breakfast beverages on a Tuesday for the win.
Oh, try it Tuesday. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX with Late Night TV.
Next week is the release of Spider-Man Far From Home. In this one, Spider-Man goes on a school trip to Europe and I believe returns with a fake British accent.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. You're in a small town and you'll be packed into the side of a hill outside Sunbury tonight for Chicago. We're all excited for it at Spyglass. Congratulations to our VIP ticket winners. All this week, we have VIP tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band with Molly Hatchet. That's Friday night, so Spyglass cranking out two huge venues in 1 week. And 94KX and our sister station, Eagle 107, will be there as well. I hope you enjoyed the Try It Tuesday Facebook Live video. Laura disappeared shortly after the video.
Yeah, she's in the taking kitchen. The rest of the day off now.
I think she's crushing more ice. I wanted to really get her opinion on this. Oh, here she comes.
Yeah, she took the rest of the day off.
Sipping out loud on the radio. That's not polite. Okay, here's the deal.
I'm sorry. Listen, if anybody wants to stop by, like swing by, I'll pour them a cocktail.
Sam Tyler just popped
in. I have to say, yeah.
She's like the nighttime girl this week for Amy.
She is.
Yeah, so she was like, I'll have one of those. So there you go. The ice in a glass. We all know that exercise, a healthy diet, and of course quitting smoking if you have to, will make you healthier. But here are the four things that you may be wasting money on to get healthy.
Okay.
I was surprised, and I want Laura's opinion on this.
Let's hear it.
Fish oil pills.
I don't take them.
there you go. The fatty acids in fish, nuts, and seeds are all good for you. We know that. So try to eat more of those. But keep in mind, there's still no proof that fish oil pills do the same thing. And a new study out last week said they don't help with dementia either. So fish oil?
It's always best to get your nutrition from Whole Foods.
All right.
Yes, I would agree.
Number two, anti-aging creams. Consumer Reports tested nine of them. And the results were underwhelming, is the quote. They only worked for some people, and the changes are subtle. So you're better off spending that money on sunblock to prevent your wrinkles.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what I was going to say. The anti-aging cream that I use, you just moisturize regularly and use SPF 50.
There it is. Number three surprised me. And Laura, don't lose your temper here.
Oh, boy.
Don't go crazy.
Oh, no.
Number three, we're doing the healthy foods that really aren't that healthy or make a difference. Number three, brown eggs.
They're just from brown chickens.
Oh, my God. That's what it says here.
Is it really?
Where were you when I was buying brown eggs in Lewisburg a couple of weeks ago?
I think I actually knew that myself.
White eggs are from white chickens.
Yeah.
There is no difference in the nutritional value in general. Brown eggs come from hens with tiny feathers.
I actually knew that. I'm impressed with myself.
Now, the only one exception is cage-free and organic eggs, which are better for you and more likely to be brown. Mm-hmm. But brown eggs, no different than white eggs. Now, number four, another surprise. Gluten-free foods. The jury's still out on them. You know, if you don't have celiac disease. Okay, we're going to separate that group of people. But as far as all of us eating gluten-free foods, it doesn't really matter. Check with your doctor to make sure. And that comes from Consumer Reports.
Typically speaking, gluten-free and low-fat foods tend to be higher in sugar, so not nearly as good for you as you think.
There it is. We should do a new feature called Ask Laura.
We totally should.
And try and stump me. That would be fun.
There it is. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, and the celebrating starts today. Of course, we've been talking all day about the Chicago concert at Spyglass. But the 4th of July celebration in Lewisburg starts today with their Freedom Bike Ride. Colonel Bittenbender was with us last week and told us about that.
It's such a cool event, and they bike so long.
Yeah, because it's Tuesday and the celebration starts on Saturday, and they show up on Saturday and they're in the parade.
And of course, we'll be there in the 94KX UV in the parade. Maybe Murphy the Morning Show dog will make an appearance, and then we provide the soundtrack for the fireworks on Saturday night at Wolf Field.
Yeah, let's talk about the parade first. Those string bands, drum and bugle corps, military bands, fife and drum corps, and of course, high school bands, Lewisburg, Line Mountain, Midwest, and Mifflinburg will all be there.
There's over 200 participants so far.
Wow.
Matt will be doing it on television.
Yes, he will be.
Cool.
Yes, myself and Kevin Herr on SECV.
Very cool.
So that's
really neat. And then, of course, it wraps up with the fireworks from Wolf Park, the fireworks sponsored by Wise Markets. And you could catch the Blaze Alexander Ford fireworks soundtrack beginning at 9:30 on 94KX. So wherever you're sitting, turn your radio up real loud. And it's kind of cool when the music matches the fireworks.
Don't forget about that Huey helicopter landing and giving rides.
Oh, and the Jeep show at BZ.
Like that sound.
I'm having platoon flashbacks here. Or the Deer Hunter or any of those movies. Anyway, yeah, the Huey will be there. And the Jeep show at BZ. A full list of Saturday's events available now at WQKX.com. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping it up. Sean Carey's next. He loves coming in and cleaning up the Try It Tuesday leftovers.
He does that quite well.
And he's going to enjoy today's. You're sipping out loud again, my dear.
I'm so sorry.
There it is.
Hey. I can't help it. Once it hits your lips, it tastes so good.
There it is.
That's another movie quote.
There it is. Sean Carey's coming up next. And look for Sean tonight. Look for all of us tonight at Chicago at Spyglass.
It's going to be such a good time. We'll be broadcasting live and on location from 4 until 6 p.m. We'll also go Facebook Live. Fingers crossed that there's still maybe sound checking.
Yes. I love doing sound check stuff live. It's very cool.
Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. But in any event, can't wait to see our VIP winners this evening. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we're qualifying folks all week long for those VIP tickets.
Friday show, Marshall. Yes. Tucker and Molly Hatchett.
Can we party on two school nights in one?
Failed a last night show to an old radio guy.
It's an Amphicar.
Yeah, Amphicar.
Yeah.
The Amphicar has two transmissions, one for land and one for water. There's a little box that you can switch it over for when you get into the water. When you engage it, there's two propellers in the back. They start spinning.
There was a radio station that had they had three of them back in the 60s. It's only got 800 or 900 original miles on it.
Can I make you an offer on it?
Original paint, local radio station, very cool. It's got the look. $25,000.
I just got too many memories. Real hard for me to sell it. It'll be my wife's burden to deal with.
$25,000 they offered that guy at the radio station, and he refused.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, that I can't believe.
Do you know our sister station, WKOK, mm-hmm. News Radio, had a boat back in the 60s?
I didn't know that.
They did marine news. Picture news guy Matt cruising up and down Lake Augusta with live reports.
Hey, I would do that all day and night. That'd be awesome.
Here's the thing. If somebody walked up to me and was like, hey, the KXUV, $25,000 right now, take it or leave it.
We'd sell it.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
I would get in a lot of trouble, but I'd be like, sweet.
Do it now, apologize later.
Exactly.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura, in the morning on the way to work. I know you're driving to work and you're always not always envious, but once in a while when we do a Try It Tuesday. Well, Laura went on that 94KX cruise and brought back booze.
Plenty of it, too.
That bottle looks like something that was made in somebody's basement.
It was. It was actually made in the basement of the Swizzle Inn, which is located in Hamilton, Bermuda.
Okay, it's a clear glass bottle. And Matt, you want to take a guess at what color that stuff is?
Peach-ish, maybe?
Orange,
yeah.
Brown peach
so,
orange.
So, interestingly enough, there's a little bit of history behind the rum Swizzle.
Do tell.
So, of course, Bermuda was kind of the last stop before you hit the mainland of the New World, right? Way back when.
Right. Way back when.
And they became known as a trade stop for rum.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Rum is made out of sugar cane. It is delicious. It can be dark, golden, or clear.
I like how you throw it. It is delicious.
It is delicious.
So I thought, I envisioned, because I had been to the Bahamas, I envisioned like a black rum. But that is the golden rum?
No, this is black rum. So
and
it actually has, it has two kinds of rum in it, both black and gold.
Okay. Ah, okay.
And so then also the a combination of fruit juices and bitters.
Listen up, Steeler fans. We have the black and gold rum.
Okay. But
this is the time I'll drink it.
But a swizzle, actually, the name comes from the tree branch that they would use to stir it up.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
Swizzle. So they would grab a swizzle off of a tree, and it has tiny, multi-pronged branches.
A little whisk, if you will.
A little natural whisk.
Okay.
So when you were, before there were cocktail shakers and strainers and all of that, if you wanted to froth your beverage, you would use a swizzle and spin it between your hands to make the drink nice and frothy, and then pour it into your glass or your coconut shell.
Well, swath my swizzle. All right.
Let me guess, that's the favorite part of your of the drink right here because they use a tree.
Yes, I loved it. Well, anyway, the original Swizzle Inn, we when we rented our mopeds on the island, we got to go there.
The Swizzle Inn.
The Swizzle Inn, and it's where the drink was originated, and it actually is beautifully located off of the side of the road, but in this tree grove of swizzle trees.
There you go.
So that's where they got the sticks.
There's always enough swizzles. So here's the deal, friends. You're probably not going to Bermuda. So Laura brings Bermuda to you on a Try It Tuesday. You're actually, we're going Facebook Live with this, so stand by. But you're actually going to give our listeners the recipe so they can make their own swizzle.
That is correct. So after we go Facebook Live, I'll post up in the comments the recipe that Kim, the bartender at the Swizzle Inn, gave me. And she said, she's like, listen, I'm not supposed to. She goes, you could Google on the internet, rum swizzle, whatever. I'm not supposed to give you the actual recipe, but I'm gonna.
Nice.
I was like, really?
VIP
so there is,
treatment.
Yes. So there is like a certain amount of each kind of rum and the bitters that makes it taste the way it's going to taste. And you guys get to try it this morning.
Love it.
This is great.
Breakfast beverages on a Tuesday for the win.
Oh, try it Tuesday. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX with Late Night TV.
Next week is the release of Spider-Man Far From Home. In this one, Spider-Man goes on a school trip to Europe and I believe returns with a fake British accent.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. You're in a small town and you'll be packed into the side of a hill outside Sunbury tonight for Chicago. We're all excited for it at Spyglass. Congratulations to our VIP ticket winners. All this week, we have VIP tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band with Molly Hatchet. That's Friday night, so Spyglass cranking out two huge venues in 1 week. And 94KX and our sister station, Eagle 107, will be there as well. I hope you enjoyed the Try It Tuesday Facebook Live video. Laura disappeared shortly after the video.
Yeah, she's just she's in the taking kitchen. The rest of the day off now.
I think she's crushing more ice. I wanted to really get her opinion on this. Oh, here she comes.
Yeah, she took the rest of the day off.
Sipping out loud on the radio. That's not polite. Okay, here's the deal.
I'm sorry. Listen, if anybody wants to stop by, like swing by, I'll pour them a cocktail.
Sam Tyler just popped
in. I have to say,
she's like the nighttime girl this week for Amy.
She is.
Yeah, so she was like, I'll have one of those. So there you go. The ice in a glass. We all know that exercise, a healthy diet, and of course quitting smoking if you have to, will make you healthier. But here are the four things that you may be wasting money on
to
get healthy.
Okay.
I was surprised, and I want Laura's opinion on this.
Let's hear it.
Fish oil pills.
I don't take them.
The there you go. The fatty acids in fish, nuts, and seeds are all good for you. We know that. So try to eat more of those. But keep in mind, there's still no proof that fish oil pills do the same thing. And a new study out last week said they don't help with dementia either. So fish oil?
It's always best to get your nutrition from Whole Foods.
All right.
Yes, I would agree.
Number two, anti-aging creams. Consumer Reports tested nine of them. And the results were underwhelming, is the quote. They only worked for some people, and the changes are subtle. So you're better off spending that money on sunblock to prevent your wrinkles.
Oh my God, that's exactly what I was going to say. The anti-aging cream that I use,
yep.
You just moisturize regularly and use SPF 50.
There it is. Number three surprised me. And Laura, don't lose your temper here.
Oh boy.
Don't go crazy.
Oh no.
Number three, we're doing the healthy foods that really aren't that healthy or make a difference. Number three, brown eggs.
They're just from brown chickens.
Oh my God. That's what it says here.
Is it really?
Where were you when I was buying brown eggs in Lewisburg a couple of weeks ago?
I think I actually knew that myself.
White eggs are from white chickens.
Yeah.
There is no difference in the nutritional value in general. Brown eggs come from hens with tiny feathers.
Wow. I actually knew that. I'm impressed with myself.
Now, the only one exception is cage-free and organic eggs, which are better for you and more likely to be brown.
Mm-hmm.
But brown eggs, no different than white eggs. Now, number four, another surprise. Gluten-free foods. The jury's still out on them. You know, if you don't have celiac disease. Okay, we're going to separate that group of people. But as far as all of us eating gluten-free foods, it doesn't really matter. Check with your doctor to make sure. And that comes from Consumer Reports.
Typically speaking, gluten-free and low-fat foods tend to be higher in sugar, so not nearly as good for you as you think.
There it is. We should do a new feature called Ask Laura.
We totally should.
And try and stump me. That would be fun.
There it is. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, and the celebrating starts today. Of course, we've been talking all day about the Chicago concert at Spyglass. But the 4th of July celebration in Lewisburg starts today with their Freedom Bike Ride. Colonel Bittenbender was with us last week and told us about that.
It's such a cool event, and they bike so long.
Yeah, because it's Tuesday and the celebration starts on Saturday, and they show up on Saturday and they're in the parade.
And of course, we'll be there in the 94KX UV in the parade. Maybe Murphy the Morning Show doll will make an appearance, and then we provide the soundtrack for the fireworks on Saturday night at Wolf Field.
Yeah, let's talk about the parade first. Those string bands, drum and bugle corps, military bands, fife and drum corps, and of course, high school bands, Lewisburg, Line Mountain, Midwest, and Mifflinburg will all be there.
There's over 200 participants so far.
Wow.
Matt will be doing it on television.
Yes, he will be.
Cool.
Yes, myself and Kevin Herr on SECV.
Very cool.
So that's
really neat. And then, of course, it wraps up with the fireworks from Wolf Park, the fireworks sponsored by Wise Markets. And you could catch the Blaze Alexander Ford fireworks soundtrack beginning at 9:30 on 94KX. So wherever you're sitting, turn your radio up real loud. And it's kind of cool when the music matches the fireworks.
Don't forget about that Huey helicopter landing and giving rides.
Oh, and the Jeep show at BZ.
Like that sound.
I'm having platoon flashbacks here. Or the Deer Hunter or any of those movies. Anyway, yeah, the Huey will be there. And the Jeep show at BZ. A full list of Saturday's events available now at WQKX.com. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping it up. Sean Carey's next. He loves coming in and cleaning up the Try It Tuesday leftovers.
He does that quite well.
And he's going to enjoy today's. You're sipping out loud again, my dear.
I'm so sorry.
There it is.
Hey. I can't help it. Once it hits your lips, it tastes so good.
There it is.
That's another movie quote.
There it is. Sean Carey's coming up next. And look for Sean tonight. Look for all of us tonight at Chicago at Spyglass.
It's going to be such a good time. We'll be broadcasting live and on location from 4 until 6 p.m. We'll also go Facebook Live. Fingers crossed that there's still maybe sound checking.
Yes, I love doing sound check stuff live. It's very cool.
Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. But in any event, can't wait to see our VIP winners this evening. And then, of course, we're qualifying folks all week long for those VIP tickets.
Friday's show, Marshall Tucker and Molly Hatchett.
Can we party on two school nights in 1 week?
We shall see.
That's a big challenge for you guys, but I think you can
take it. Right.
I think we can do it.
We'll be okay. We can do it. And then Saturday morning at the Union County Veterans Day Parade.
It's a busy week.
Oh, but it's going to be so fun.
A lot of fun. So stay with us all week long. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.